the 13 whales, 5 were buried yesterday evening on the beach. They had just passed away and had died. So they were buried in the interest of safety to the animals and also to prevent people from, I suppose, poking them and staring at them and what have you. There is a further 7 now stranded on the beach. Of the 7, a number of them have died. The others that are still alive and only barely are deemed too weak to be returned to the water. There is somebody here from the department and the NPWS, and they are pleading with people this morning not to come down to the beach because the people that are needed for the rescue operation or for the disposal operation are here and they must be let go about their work. And the other thing that was becoming evident as the day got later and later yesterday was that people were putting themselves in the line of danger, be it in the water or around machinery. So we don't want that situation. The guards will be here this morning to try to dissuade people to come to the beach, and there's a possibility the Coast Guard will also be here to do the same. So what we're trying to do now is, I suppose, be as respectful as possibly can to these massive and wonderful mammals, and they will have to be buried because they're not going to survive. It's most unfortunate after the mammoth work that the locals done yesterday, but it is important now that the people who are here employed and capable of doing the work that has to be done with these whales are let do that, and that people let them do that on the beach without, I suppose, putting in on them or annoying them. There is umpteen photographs on Facebook and on every website in the country, and if people want to see them, they will see them there. And that's all I can advise at this time.
Yeah, as you say, hundreds came to that beach yesterday. It became somewhat of a spectacle, so people should just stay away from the beach today.
Well, hundreds came, and speaking to people this morning over the course of the day, there was thousands here, and the difficulty was that there was actually an ambulance here, the guards were here, the Coast Guard, but if anybody actually got injured yesterday or something had happened to somebody, the ambulance would have had absolute massive difficulty in getting away from the beach. Such was the volume of traffic on a small county road that leads down to the beach. So what must be paramount in everybody's mind is that that people are kept safe. The relevant people and authorities are here to ensure that the whales are looked after, kept as comfortable as they can be, and disposed of as they die, and they are dying because they're so weak. And that is the nature of the animal. By refloating them, it appears that they'll just return again. They've returned twice after being refloated. And what the refloating exercise is doing is causing more stress and anguish to these mammals. And, you know, the decision has been taken now to let them die peacefully and just together on the beach, because that is going to happen anyway. There's no point in prolonging that death when they cannot be rescued.